Robert, I'll start with you, actually. Talk a little bit about what this is and what it does, kind of in general terms.
This kind of started when we talked with the family, and they told us that their adoption costs for a private adoption were between $40,000 to $50,000.
Wow.
And we have a great linked deposit program in the treasurer's office, and we thought, hey, is there a way that we could use our balance sheet to help lower the cost for these families that would want to adopt? Mm-hmm. And that's where Representative Cross came in, and we started working on this concept together.
I know that the origins of this actually go back to, this is something you've been championing since the time that you arrived in Columbus from you know, your service locally in the state legislature. So this has been kind of a long time in developing, a long time in coming.
It has, and it's just now that we have a $20 billion balance sheet that we have I'm in charge of, and so we're figuring out ways to leverage that and use that, you know, to the benefit of families. And one of the things that we wanted to do is really pledge our office and our ideas to help improve the lives of Ohioans, and we think that this is one way to do that.
I was going to mention, once Mr. Sprague moved into the executive position as state treasurer, John, you really kind of picked up the ball and ran with this idea.
Well, he's certainly the champion for this, and we were there to provide the assist, because it takes a legislative effort to do
right.
this. And so we were pleased to help champion the bill to get it through the House and the Senate in a timely fashion. But I echo Treasurer Sprague's comments. It really is an emotional journey when you go meet moms and dads and learn that, in one instance, a lady that testified, she was thousands of dollars short of being able to complete an adoption. I mean, mm-hmm. there are loving children in need of loving homes. And to remove the financial barriers to this process is well worth it. And certainly the adoption process isn't easy as it is set. So we certainly can always work on improving the adoption process, but we shouldn't let financial barriers get in the way.
So explain how this works and what specifically the Family Forward program offers for potential adoptive families.
Sure. What they do is they go, if they want to take out a loan, they can go to their local lending institution. They take out that loan and they contact the treasurer's office, and we can reduce their interest rate by up to 3% for that loan and up to $50,000. So it's a huge benefit. Instead of explaining all the details behind the scenes, let's just say that the treasurer's office works with the banks behind the scenes, and we take care of that and make sure they give that interest rate reduction to the family.
So you're able to lower the loan rate. Why not go one step further and make it a grant? I mean, one of the selling points of this, you talk about the fact that there are record numbers of kids that are going into the foster care system. And I know ultimately the goal of foster care is to reunite families, but that's not always possible. And then that burden becomes, you know, a state expenditure. So why not go one step further and take those funds and grant it to these potential adoptive families?
I think that's a great idea. And there are state credits, state tax credits, refundable state tax credits, and federal tax credits that families can apply for. And one of the things that they do is there's obviously a mismatch between the time of adoption and all the expenses that are incurred, and then, you know, having to wait a year or a year and a half or almost 2 years to get the tax credit. And that's sometimes where that bridge loan can come in. We can make sure that obviously the costs are lowered for that, and they can pay with those credits.
Chris, I think process matters, and I think I would hope that my colleagues in the legislature don't stop at this effort, because even though we're trying to take down financial barriers, if we can streamline the adoption process a little bit better, it will reduce costs overall. I mean, you have attorney's fees and all the paperwork that one has to go through. And everyone's heart is bigger than the process. So people want to go through the process. But I would like to work with my colleagues in the legislature. And there are colleagues who are introducing bills to help streamline the process to reduce that cost.
So
it shouldn't be. I mean, quite frankly, $50,000, it could be priceless. Our love for children is priceless, but there is a cost associated with this. But if we can reduce that cost down, certainly helps everybody.
So you don't view this necessarily as a solution, but merely a step.
A very helpful step. I mean, I would not want a loving child in need of a loving family to not be connected because of a financial barrier. And the state and the treasurer's office has helped to solve that issue. And what I think in the future is, what other ways can we be creative and offer solutions to reduce the cost of an adoption process? And most importantly, without losing the importance of checks and balances to make sure that there's a good fit, the kids are safe, all the things that you need to properly go through. So
yeah,
there's no misuse or abuse in the adoption process.
Yeah.